Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're at the Authors Studio at Book Expo America 2009 in New York City, and with us right now is Robin Sachs. She just wrote a book called Predators and Child Molesters, What Every Parent Needs to Know, How to Keep Kids Safe. A little bit of a description. Robin is a veteran sex crimes prosecutor and Los Angeles deputy district attorney. She answers 100 questions in the book that she has most often encountered in her 15 years of experience with cases like this. Hello, Robin.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. So you must spend an awful lot of time with the subject. What inspired you to spend even more time with it and write a book?
The first thing that was the source of inspiration was actually a case that I handled called The People versus Beltran, which was a case of a 30-year veteran school teacher at Lincoln Middle School in Santa Monica, California, where I was involved in what was a high-profile case at the time. And through my experience in that case, I realized how naive a very educated population was about sexual assault. That was the catalyst for the book. And as I had mentioned to you just before, I am used to making my message and sending my message and hoping for people to adopt my message in a courtroom where I have 12 jurors in a box and hoping to inspire them to make the right decision by making people find someone guilty. By writing this book, I've been able to send my message out in greater numbers and hopefully even more numbers after your podcast.
All right, well, let's talk about those numbers. We mentioned you answer 100 questions. What is the most valuable piece of advice you would give parents of kids, no matter what the kid's age?
The most valuable piece of advice is for parents to instill teaching instincts to their children. And it's a really kind of elusive concept of how do you teach a kid to find their instincts. But I think that as parents, what we need to do is have constant conversations about the instinctual things that come up in our lives on a daily basis.
All right, if you will use today's news headlines as a backdrop now, and tell me why you think this book has become such a useful resource.
Well, every day we're seeing cases in the news. Casey Anthony, the Sandra Cantu case in Tracy, California, internet crimes, technology, Craigslist killers, all types of issues come up every day. And even though parents want to dig their head in the sand and close their eyes to this issue, the reality is that the news brings sexual assault, abduction, child abuse to the forefront every day. And what I've done in this book is come up with an objective, succinct, soup-to-nuts approach for parents to be able to rely on and know that it's good information coming from a prosecutor's point of view and not misinformation and myth that's out there.
You bring up something interesting about parents and families wanting to bury their head in the sands and not deal with this issue when it is such an important issue. So what do you do? What methods do you use to bring their heads out of the sand?
Well, first of all, what I'd like to do is I am a big fan of empowering parents and empowering kids. It's not about feeling guilty. We're all really busy. We're all constantly engrossed in our own personal lives and busy lives. So the idea is this isn't a guilt trip. This is an idea that we teach every kid what to do in a fire. I live in California. Every kid knows what to do in an earthquake. Hurricane families know what to do in hurricanes. But yet, when it comes to sexual assault, we think that it's just easier not to deal with it. So my idea is, and through this book, is let's just begin the conversation. At least read the book. Read and read it in bits and pieces, and manageable bits and pieces, so that we can actually protect our kids.
And what's been the reaction so far from parents and families?
I've had great reaction in once people can get past the title and can get past the concept of this is a crime about a book about sex crimes and realize that this is about empowering our kids, listening to our kids, and not scaring everybody, but knowing that there is valuable information to be learned.
Would you recommend that kids read the book, and if so, starting at what age?
I think that this, if a kid wanted to read this book, it would be a book for teenagers to read. And I think that the idea is that I think kids tell us what they're ready to hear. So if they open up a book and there's a piece of a chapter or a question that speaks to a child, then they read the question that speaks to them. This book is a book that can be read in any order, and maybe even parts that will never apply and hopefully won't apply, and that's the parts where there is actually been abuse and what to do when abuse has actually happened. I hope no one has to read that section if I had my choice about it, and to read the sections that speak to them. The internet safety chapters are particularly important. What to do, how to be tech savvy and not tech paranoid, types of things that we can do and manage in bit-sized pieces.
I'm a parent. I've always considered myself a fairly vigilant parent. But is there anything in the book that might surprise me that I might want to take a closer look at?
Yes, I think that you will be surprised when I tell you to get a Facebook account and ask your kids to friend you on Facebook and friend your kids' friends, and not necessarily as a mechanism or means to spy on your kids, but use it as a mechanism to learn about what your kids are doing and have your kids teach you how to use the darn program, to know what to do on Facebook, how to upload pictures, what information out there is being exposed and being put out there, and you can take the information that our kids are putting up on social networking sites and use that as half of the puzzle and take what you see in your regular life as the other half of the puzzle to get a complete picture of what is going on in your children's lives.
Better to know and to be called a spy than not to know at all.
That's right. There's no Fourth Amendment in terms of kids, and I say, you know, go ahead and snoop.
Once again, the title is Predators and Child Molesters, What Every Parent Needs to Know to Keep Kids Safe. The author is Robin Sachs. And Robin, thank you for stopping by.
Thank you so much.